Hi everyone, this is I2P, Major Changes of the Peer-to-Peer Network by Konrad Bechler. Almost close enough. Enjoy.
Hello everyone. Thank you for being here. That's my third I2P talk at FOSDEM. First one was about DNS. That was the most difficult for me personally. Then it was JavaScript, which was also difficult for me. And now major changes of the peer-to-peer network of a bunch of programmers which are creating I2P, which is an overlay network. I'm an independent researcher and software architect and developer, and I'm developing libraries, and I'm working full-time for Diva.exchange, which is a small nonprofit association in Switzerland. And there is nothing like a centralized model involved because I'm totally living in the peer-to-peer I2P world because I really love what the I2P developers and the open source space are doing since the last 20 years. And I suggest we're looking now at the agenda. I give you a short introduction of I2P, and then we're looking what the developers did as the latest changes of the code. And we'll focus, since I'm an application developer based on the I2P network, what is the impact? We're looking at the summary. And I understood that there are no questions, so if you have questions, I'll be outside in the hall for a few minutes. And I'm happy to get in touch with you if you have critical and skeptical questions. Short thing, what is the role of Diva.exchange within I2P? I2P is a developer team. Diva Exchange is a developer team, and the I2P net developers are spread all over the world. The Diva developers are spread